Well, I think we all know the dairy industry is under pressure to improve efficiency, sustainability, and lower impact on the environment. I think we also know right now that there's an increased demand for high protein, high quality milk and milk products. So they're saying, make more milk, but decrease environmental impact. Sounds like it doesn't work, but it does.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
DietForge.ai, AI-powered feed formulation with non-linear ingredient modeling and real-time collaboration. Finally, modern software for modern nutritionists. Adasail, provider of Smartamine M, the best-in-class rumen-protected methionine product for dairy producers who want to optimize milk production. Kemin invites you to optimize your herd's performance. Dive in at kemin.com/dairy. Birdus Nutrition, the fatty acid people. Fortiva, creating ingredients for impact to support animal resilience and health. Learn more at fortivaimpact.com. Barnes is your trusted partner for Colon Plus FC, enzymes, yeast products, and macro minerals. To learn more, visit barnes-na.com/animal nutrition. Vitagro, the gut health experts, rumen protected, right where it matters. Sponsored by S. Milko Inc., specialists in calf and baby farm animal nutrition, delivering precision formulated milk replacers.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Dairy Nutrition Black Belt Podcast, brought to you by Wisenetics. I'm Todd Calloway, and we're dedicated to bringing you the latest insights and discussions in dairy nutrition. So get ready to expand your knowledge and stay ahead of the curve with today's episode. And today we're joined by Dr. Larry Chase, who's a professor emeritus at the Department of Animal Science from Cornell University. And Dr. Chase was really critical to the Cornell net carbohydrate protein system model creation that underpins a lot of the programs that are used in the industry. And for all due exposure, he was one of my professors when I was a student. So I'm really excited to get to talk to Dr. Chase again on this. So welcome, Dr. Chase.
Thanks, Todd. Thanks for the invitation.
No, we're really glad to have you. So there's been a lot of talk in the past few years on precision feed management. And, you know, it's kind of confusing and a lot of argument of what's included in that. And I know with your work going back, you know, 40 years now of your career, that's what you've been doing your whole career. But what do you define or what do you call precision feed management?
I think the simple definition is providing adequate nutrients to meet the needs of the cow without providing excess nutrients. It's the simplest definition.
Looking to maximize your herd's potential? Elevate performance with Kemin's cutting-edge encapsulation technologies, including rumen-protected choline, methionine, and lysine. Kemin's advanced choline and amino acid technologies ensure precise nutrient delivery, boosting milk yield and enhancing herd health. Trust Kemin, the experts in encapsulation, to take your herd to the next level. Learn more today at kemin.com/dairy.
So how do you think that is going to fit into the normal farm? You know, how do we implement that?
Well, that's what we've been working on for many years here with field trials with farms. And today I'd like to go over one experiment that we did on on-farm trial and use that as a sort of a model of how it works on farms.
Okay, that'd be great.
Should I start right in?
Yes, sir. Please go right ahead.
Well, I think we all know the dairy industry is under pressure to improve efficiency, sustainability, and lower impact on the environment. I think we also know right now that there's an increased demand for high protein, high quality milk and milk products. So they're saying, make more milk, but decrease environmental impact. Sounds like it doesn't work, but it does. So today we're going to talk about a trial where we, over a three-year period, we worked with eight herds, implemented precision feed management. The eight herds ranged in size from 30 cows to 600 cows, They ranged in milk at the start from about 50 pounds to 85 pounds. There were four feed companies and two nutrition consultants involved in the project that fed these herds. We would have a team meeting, determine what ration changes might be reasonable, and then the feed company would do the rations. Then I took all the rations, put them into the Cornell model, so we could have one method of measuring the results. So if we look at what happened, and we're going to focus on nitrogen today, when we started out, the average crude protein in the rations in the herds was 17.5%. At the end of the 3 years, we were down to 15.8%. So we dropped protein about 2 units in the herds. At the same time, the manure nitrogen went down 14%, so we lowered the impact on the environment. What happened in terms of economics? Well, income over feed cost went up $147 per cow per year. Income over purchased feed cost went up $137 per cow per year. So in this example, we lowered the impact by lowering protein, tightening up the ration, making the animal more efficient. A second part of this is on the larger herd, they only were feeding two rations. They had a fresh cow ration and a ration for the rest of the cows. And the nutrition consultant and I got together and said, well, maybe there's logic to putting together a ration for the late lactation cows where we could use more forage and knock out some of the high-priced ingredients that we need in the early lactation cow. So we implemented that on the herd, went to the three group feeding instead of two group feeding. Milk production was 85 when we started and 87 when we ended, so we didn't impact milk production at all. We took the ration protein from 16.7 down to 15.7, and we decreased manure nitrogen excretion 64 pounds per cow per year. So again, we tightened the ration, lowered the protein, and lowered environmental impact. And in terms of what happened in terms of economics, income over feed cost went up $161. Income over purchase feed cost went up $394 per cow. So this is just one quick, simple example of how this system can work by tightening the rations, decreasing the excretion to the environment, at least maintaining milk production and improving profitability. And there have been a number of other studies that we've done and other people have done, which has shown that this pattern does work pretty well in the dairy industry.
And those are things that most producers can actually implement, basically, or producers and nutritionists can implement effectively a lot of it today, right?
All you're doing is saying, let's remove the excess nutrient that we're concerned about, which could be nitrogen or phosphorus, are the two that we worry about now. And we're just saying, let's minimize the excess.
Yes, sir. And as there's more interest in looking at what those environmental impacts are, this is going to become more critical to the industry.
And the environment's going to be a bigger driver in the future. It's going to be tighter on us.
Adisseo, a global leader in nutritional solutions and the provider of SmartAmine M. Visit milkpay.com to calculate your return on investment when you balance your feed with amino acids and to learn how SmartAmine M is the product for dairy producers who want to optimize milk production, component levels, and the lifetime performance of their herds.
Oh, yes. Well, there's a question that I would love to ask you because I know you've got the long-term historical view on a lot of this the same way that I do. And one of the things that I've noted historically is our farmers were given this command hundreds of years ago of produce as many calories and as much protein as you can, as cheaply as you can. Go. And they did it. I mean, you know, here our food is as cheap per calorie as it's ever been in human history, or cheaper by far. And some of the view that are some of the questions that I have are not our farmers actually a victim of their own success and how good they've done at this and how easy they make this look?
To some extent, yes. But on the other hand, I think that with changes that we all know about, the key to the whole system is making that rumen work well and making the rumen microorganisms do their job. And if we get the rumen microorganisms working well, making that microbial protein that we need as a source of amino acids, then we can tighten down on the crude protein iteration, and that's why this system works, because we're making the rumen do its job. And I think the feed companies also have stepped up, and they're more knowledgeable now about how to make this system work and take advantage of the rumen.
Yes, sir. I agree. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add, Dr. Chase?
No, I think, you know, that's pretty good. Well, we can show more and more examples, but I don't think we need to at this point. I think we're in good shape.
Okay. Well, that concludes another episode, and thank you again, Dr. Chase, for being here. But that concludes another episode of the Dairy Nutrition Black Belt Podcast presented by Wisenetics, and thank you for joining us today. So don't forget to subscribe to the podcast to stay updated on our future episodes and help us decide who we need to invite next. So if you enjoyed it, please leave us a review. Your feedback is invaluable to us. So until next time, this is Todd Calloway from the Dairy Nutrition Black Belt Podcast signing off.